President Obama is trying to jumpstart America's tourism industry in the wake of 9/11. He recently signed a new law that calls for the formation of a nonprofit company to promote America's tourist destinations abroad. It's aptly called the Corporation for Travel Promotion. And it will be funded through a new $10 fee that some visitors who come to the U.S. will have to pay before entry. That fee could generate $8 million in revenue each month. The U.S. Travel Association, the group that represents the U.S. tourism industry, helped push the bill through Congress, and we're joined now by its president and CEO, Roger Dow. Welcome to the program.
Well, it's good to be here. Thank you.
Now, why was this necessary? How much has international tourism dropped?
When you look at international tourism, back in 1994, we see that almost 1 in 10 international travelers were now down to 6%. So we've lost 37% of our market share. And this is a time when the rest of the world has discovered travel and tourism and is traveling like crazy. The rest of the world since 2000 is up 39%, and the U.S. is down 9%. You ask yourself, what's wrong with that picture?
So this new nonprofit company, the Corporation for Travel Promotion, is that on par with government-backed agencies in other countries?
It'll be on par because it'll raise much more money. But the big difference, which I think this is why this bill is so terrific, is there's no taxpayer money in this. As you mentioned earlier, it's a small $10 charge every 2 years to people that come from visa waiver countries. And there's 35 of them. They're the European countries, Australia, and Japan. Every other country in the world, you have to pay $131 per person to get a visa. So it's a small $10 charge, and then the travel industry must match that dollar for dollar on Lockett.
Roger Dow, isn't it a little bit odd, though, to extend a heartfelt welcome and try to attract tourists from overseas and at the same time hit them with this $10 fee? If you look at the papers overseas, they're not exactly happy about this. They say it's essentially a tourism tax.
Yeah. The biggest thing they're not thrilled about is the United States is finally going to be promoting the United States. But when you get down to it, almost every country you and I go to, if we go to Great Britain, there's an $80 to $120 charge in our ticket.
In your airline ticket.
Your airline ticket. Australia, it's $28 or $29. So this is a very small one. The difference between this is it sits right out there by itself versus the others are hidden, and you and I as travelers don't even know about it.
Well, how will that money be used?
That money is going to be used in several ways. One is to promote America and to level the playing field. You've got the New Yorks and Las Vegases and Floridas and California that have big money, but there's so many other great places in the United States. So to talk about those places, but also to talk about travel policy. We've changed travel policy so many times during the past 8 or 9 years that people are very mixed up, and it'll be tell travelers what to expect, how to get through the United States very quickly, when you need a passport, when you don't, all those kinds of things. And let's say we have a swine flu. When this past swine flu scare last year, you'd swear people were dying in the streets in America, and they weren't. So something like that happens, we'll be able to immediately react and say, this is the facts. This is what's really happening in America.
And when does it start? When will people be required to make that $10 fee?
The $10 fee will probably go into effect somewhere between the next 6 to 9 months.
Are there examples of places that you hope people will get to, the Wisconsin Dells, people that they might not find their way to on their own?
Oh, I think there's some fabulous places. You look at all the western places in Arizona and New Mexico. You look at the mountains of North Carolina that are very exciting. There's phenomenal places in the state of Washington and Oregon. So I think there's a lot of places that you and I have been to, but the people around the world have never, ever heard of.
You know, many states, individual states, have slogans. Mm-hmm. Is the U.S. in need of a new tourism slogan? And if so, what might that be? Why don't you give it a go?
The slogan is this: America has something for everyone. You want beaches, you want mountains, you want to ski, you want to see cowboys, you want to go to Las Vegas, you want entertainment, you want to shop. America has it all.
Okay,
that would be very good.
Roger Dow,
heard it here.
It's been good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Roger Dow is the president and CEO of the U.S. Travel Association. And if you have an idea for a slogan that might help the U.S. promote its travel overseas, we'd love to hear from you. You can write to us at npr.org. And please put tourism in the subject line.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.